You used the word risk tolerance. That's what level we're comfortable with. You mentioned that when a couple comes in, certainly you want to make sure that both are on the same page. I think that's a great idea. But define it a little bit. Risk tolerance. Risk of doing what? I mean, risk of how much we are afraid we may lose, how much we are willing. Define that if you could.
That's a great question, Sam. When you do a risk questionnaire with us, and we will tell you, for example, when we do a report, it'll say, here's what your portfolio would have done in 2000, 2001 during the crisis of the tech bubble. You would have lost 34%. And here's what would happen 2007, 2008. If you're invested the way you are now, you'd lose 40%. Or, you know, during good economic times in the past couple of years, your portfolio would have went up so much based on the positions in your portfolio. So what the risk questionnaire thing is, it basically tells you, hey, if we have another catastrophe and the market really sells off like it did before, there's a really good possibility that you may lose 34-40% of your portfolio if we go through another really bad spot like we did in 2001 and 2007. So it tells you in black and white, here's what the upside is and here what the downside is in the next 6 months. And I think people, when they see, they get sticker shock when they see, wow, I could lose that much money if the market went down. You mean my portfolio could drop by 30%, you know, and I would no longer have $500,000 in the account. I have a lot less, you know, I have $150,000 less than what I started with. So that's something that people need to know. Now,
All right, let me interject if I can here right when sure. into this. You talked about risk. There's a downside and an upside. I want to go there because when a person, if they come in and they step in and they do that risk analysis on the site,
right.
and it comes back with a number, that risk part, it's tied to, as you're saying, on the downside. If there's an economic downturn and people have all who are listening right now, they've all been impacted. They really have. And some go back to 2008 and other years, and they still may not have recovered. So if they look at risk there, we know the downside. But is the selection of a risk number, does that also translate to the potential gain
Absolutely.
That may be made based on how that's done? So link those. It's not just perhaps preventing the amount of blood loss at a downturn. There's also a factoring into how much gain could happen on a time when things go up. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, volatility has two sides of it. It has the downside and the upside. And in, you know, since 2009, the volatility, for the most part, if you take a look at the long picture, has been to the upside. You've made a lot of money if you've been invested in the marketplace, or you should have been. You should have made a lot of money if you invested in the right things, because the market's gone from, you know, 6,000 to 24,000. So, you know, the market itself has quadrupled in the past 10 years. So, that's a risk portfolio that gives you the upside during the good years. Now, that being said, that does not You said there are also, you have to understand, every bear market or bull market comes to an end. The bull market we're now in, I don't know when people are retiring right now, Sam, listening to this show, whether they're going to be retiring into a bear market for 6 years, or are they going to continue to retire into a bull market for the next 5 years or 1 year or 2 years. No one has that crystal ball. So you have to understand that, especially if people are retiring in their early 60s, they might have 30 years to live. So they may need risk in their portfolio in order to keep up with inflation, because what they're getting now from Social Security or their pension is going to have a lot less spending power 20 years from now. It's not going to be worth $5,000 a month. Your pension is only going to be worth $2,700. That's the purchasing power loss due to the inflation risk.
So those are the kind of things that have to be done when somebody comes in and sits down with a well-qualified wealth manager. Those are the kind of decisions that are walked through, and this whole risk piece we're talking about is a part of that discussion.